Several current and former executives of WorldCom have been summoned to appear before the House Financial Services Committee on July 8th. It's the first step in trying to unravel how the nation's second largest long-distance company could have disguised billions of dollars in expenses. WorldCom can be heaped on a growing pile of multi-billion dollar corporate scandals that have prompted outrage among investors and demands that something be done about it. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The action against WorldCom has been swift and comes from all corners. The Securities and Exchange Commission filed civil fraud charges, and regulators asked a federal court to appoint a monitor to make sure that no important company documents are destroyed. And on Thursday, the House Financial Services Committee started handing out subpoenas to WorldCom's current chief executive, John Sidgemore, former CEO Bernard Ebbers, and the company's former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan. Jack Grubman, a Solomon Smith Barney Telecoms analyst, was also summoned. He reversed his glowing assessment of WorldCom one day before the massive discrepancies were reported. Speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill made it clear that it's time to go after company executives.
I think we've got to prosecute people to the full extent of the law. In some cases, we need to strengthen the law so that they don't get away with ripping off millions or even hundreds of millions of dollars and leaving everybody else in the lurch.
The steady flow of corporate scandals has increased the momentum for accounting reform that could include better enforcement and stiffer penalties. Michael Oxley, chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, says the time is ripe for change.
I don't think there's any question that the revelations of WorldCom will drive the Congress to getting a bill this year. I think all of us agree that the best solution would be a strong bipartisan bill.
Question is, will widespread change come fast enough? President Bush says he worries about the economic consequences of the string of accounting scandals. Investors have been hard hit and confidence is down. And now several states are reporting a severe fallout, particularly from WorldCom. California said it lost $565 million in state pension funds. New York estimated it lost $300 million. And Michigan said its state pension fund lost more than $100 million from investment in WorldCom. Jackie Northam, NPR News.